Let's delve into the weather details this week with Caleb at the National Weather Service. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Looks like this week we're going to continue our very mild weather through Wednesday, and then we just drop off a cliff a little bit. I don't know. We got the warm half, and we got the cold half, and I guess we'll just appreciate what we get the first part of this week. We've just been so spoiled. It's just like kind of a shock when I was rolling through the forecast yesterday, kind of getting a sneak preview of what it's going to do. It has kind of changed because I know up until the end of last week, it was looking like we were going to hold fairly mild, but now we've got a big system coming our way, don't we?
Yes, we do, and it looks to be a rather busy week weather-wise across western Nebraska for that reason. I was just talking to some of my colleagues this morning, and tomorrow is going to be a day of very high concern with respect to fire weather. There's those days where the hair kind of stands up on the back of your neck as a forecaster, and mm-hmm. tomorrow definitely fits that bill. We're looking at very mild temperatures in the upper 60s to 70s tomorrow and very dry conditions with wind gusts, approaching 45 to 55 miles per hour.
Oh, boy.
So that definitely has us very concerned about fire weather tomorrow. It definitely could be a situation where we could see some pretty rapid and quick fire growth should any fire starts happen tomorrow, and we're working on enhancing our wording for tomorrow for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed here on your regular forecast for North Platte, you say winds could gust as high as 35 tomorrow, but really you're mentioning they could be a lot higher in areas. Are we talking mainly to the north and west of North Platte?
Largely to the west. Okay. We're thinking the strongest ones are probably somewhere near the Highway 61 corridor in west. That's where the gust could potentially approach 50 to 55 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
But still, yeah, 40 to 45 could be possible for the North Platte area even.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, and the other factor along with the warmer temperatures is the relative humidity, and it is going to be extremely low, and just it doesn't take much to spark a fire, and then the winds can spread it just so quick. That's why the hair stands up on end, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking at relative humidities tomorrow afternoon as low as 10 to 15%. As the temperatures warm into the 60s and 70s. So as you said, be very mindful of anything that could produce sparks, because any fires tomorrow will probably have little to no issue spreading and spreading quickly.
Yeah, we just need to, everybody needs to be alert and make sure that they're very, very careful for sure on that end, especially with disposal of fire materials. Like cigarette butts, to be sure, that would be part of it. No, there won't be any burning. Shouldn't be any burning taking place for sure with those high winds. Wednesday still looking okay. It looks like less wind on Wednesday and still fairly mild, near 60. But then we see a system move in. Talk about that for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so as you alluded to there, Wednesday we will still be fairly mild with temperatures, kind of the upper 50s to near 60. Still a little bit breezy. Could be some continuation of the fire weather concerns, though not as drastic as they will be tomorrow. And then that system does move in as we move into Thursday. Looking at the potential for some snow starting as early as probably sunrise Thursday, but likely we'll hold off towards the afternoon hours on Thursday here for the North Platte area, and it's going to be a very quick moving system. We're expecting that snow to move out probably by Friday morning. So just a very quick shot of moisture. Right now it looks like the best accumulations are generally north of North Platte across the Sand Hills, but something that we're going to be monitoring very closely over the next couple of days.
Do we have to be concerned at all about any ice mixture on transition, the temperatures dropping Wednesday night and into Thursday?
There is that potential, something that we're going to have to watch pretty closely. It looks like as that front comes through into Thursday morning, our temperatures do fall rather quickly into the, lower 20s and even potentially the upper teens by Thursday morning and into the afternoon. So right now we're not expecting that to be a significant risk, but it is something that we're going to have to be mindful for going forward.
Okay. Thursday right now highs near 37 is what you're saying, and Thursday night and Friday still chances of snow is what we're looking at? Okay.
Yep, and I would say that 37 we have as the high will probably occur around midnight Thursday morning. And
oh,
we're
really?
Going to be falling pretty good through the morning and afternoon hours. I would say in the afternoon we may rebound to close to freezing, but it looks like it's going to be pretty cold during the afternoon hours. I would imagine that high would be as we turn the clock over to Thursday there on midnight.
Okay, and then downright chilly Thursday night around 12, and then bumping up to 40 on Friday. And it says mostly sunny, but you also got a chance of snow in there as well. So that lingers. And even on Friday night and Saturday, as of what you see, is still a chance of snow. At this point, not real high chance. Is that what you're seeing?
Right, yeah, that is correct. It looks like the bulk of the snow, should we get it, is going to be largely during the day Thursday into Thursday night.
Okay.
Could be some lingering stuff, but at least for accumulations, that looks to be the period of greatest concern is on Thursday.
Okay. We're not anticipating this to be anything as far as major snowstorm or anything like this because of the quickness of the system moving through. Is that what you're seeing?
Right now, I would agree with that. There is some indications of a little bit more impactful snow across portions of the Sand Hills. Some of the guidance is showing a band of some heavier snowfall, you know, potentially closer to maybe the Highway 2 corridor at this time, or maybe even, you know, greater than 3 inches would be possible with that. Right now, like I said, it kind of seems to be focused north of the North Platte area, but it is something that we're going to have to watch depending on how guidance shifts over the next day or two.
Okay. And then the weekend looking pretty seasonable, 43 Saturday, 42 Sunday, mostly sunny. And then what are you seeing for crystal ball-wise for next week?
Yeah, sure. So we're largely still looking at above-average temperatures to return. You know, looking at the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day outlooks, which really takes us through the end of February and there into the very beginnings of March. We are still looking to be favored for above-average temperatures and below-average precipitation. So, you know, we will definitely take moisture this week if we can get it, you know, Thursday morning and afternoon. But looks like we may be headed back to kind of this pattern we've been in for much of the winter as we head towards the latter half of February.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll just enjoy these three days. Be very careful tomorrow with the fire weather watch in place, and then brace ourselves. And I guess get out the winter coats, get the winter coats ready again, because we got some winter weather and we haven't had to deal with that too much. And so we'll embrace that and get through that, and then, as you said, hopefully bump back up and get more mild next week. Caleb, appreciate your time for dropping in on the show today, and you have a good week, okay?
You do the same.
All right.